Unbreakable Rogues, good morning. Today it is Thursday, April 18th of 2024. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue, the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets. By the way, you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue. You can follow me in Facebook and Instagram at Unbreakable Rogue and the newest channel at Unbreakable Rogue on YouTube. So let's get to it. Today's word is spicy. Spicy wins. And you know we're like people, oh my God, I don't like spicy food. You know, it's too spicy. But you know what? That spicy is actually good for you. Right? I'm going to give you an example. Cayenne pepper. If you actually get your infusion water, add a little bit of cayenne pepper, and you add a little bit of black pepper, and you add a little bit of oranges, a little bit of, and just a little bit, you're not too sugary. You cut a lemon in half, put it in overnight, so you have that infused water, glass of ice, and just drink it. The first thing in the morning, because your body need you. We are 90% of our body is water, and if we don't get those nutrients, and turmeric as well, right? It takes a little time to get used to the turmeric powders. I mean, you start with a little by little. You know, you don't put like a, you know, like a tablespoon. You know, you put just a little bit. You know, we call in Spanish una pizca, which is like a little thingy. You know, boom, right? So start getting used to the little spicy, right? That cleanses your blood. It does a great things for your body. But in same life, at same time in life, be a little spicy. You know what I mean about be a little spicy? Like look in your mirror and say and congratulate yourself. Man, I look hot today. Man, I look good. Regardless of the situation, you have to put spice in your life to get better. I'm not saying, you know, like go and do something stupid, right? Go and because we don't love ourselves strong enough. You know, it's my second week remotely, right? Which me being remotely within my business and within what I'm doing, it liberated me almost 3.5 hours that now I use on myself. 3.5 hours. I'm almost 50, by the way. I've been 3 years sober. So within the next few weeks, everything is resetting back to zero, which means I'm living. I mean, I've been here on this planet for 50 years. Still, every time I said it, it's like 50. I mean, it's just like, just look how many people have died, you know, like actors and actresses, like at 30 years, 20 years of age. And it's just like, man, right? All these millionaires that, you know, all these influencers, you know, 36 years old, 25 years old. And I'm like, I'm almost 50. If you are not praising yourself, you're the luckiest guy or gal in the planet, then I don't know why people are so... You gotta be excited. You gotta put some spice in your life. You know, when you're driving, smile. I used to drive in the highway, you know, right? Something pretty early in the morning, right? But, you know, coming back from work, you know, sometimes I seen, you know, in the stop sign, all these people with a long face and sad. And then I was driving out. I don't know where that was, what day I was going to where. I think I had a meeting at the office, right? So, and I heard, you know, this music blasting. And this dude was singing, man. And you can tell, you know, he was, I don't know what, maybe like a plumbing company truck or something. He was singing. I mean, he was like, and he was smiling. And he was like, he was on the groove. He was on the mindset of winning, right? Because you don't know what, you know, how people are doing it in their lives and we don't, you know, we don't smile anymore because we are in this. It's like I've been saying it for years, even after the pandemic ended, and this is, I think there's something trigger in every individual. Like it's like it's just incredible. Like this switch, like the world is out of sync. I think we're worse than back in the 2008, because they after the real estate crash in 2008, everybody went into like blah, blah, blah. But after that, you know, but in this pandemic is like it's even worse. So if you are not cleansing your body with infused water, with Epsom salt baths, you know, recently, yeah, I found a place that you can do the red light therapy that allows you to sleep better. You know how many times, I mean, we spent I don't know the right number, but we spend years in our lives sleeping because, you know, you got to go to sleep. But if you are not, if you're not preparing to actually sleep properly, then you cannot function in a daily basis. You cannot function in a daily basis, right? And as you know, we're doing a lot of Zoom calls, and I see one of the individuals that you know that we work, and you can tell that the lady is extremely overweight. You know, and she's afraid to put her face in the camera, but at the same time, you can tell that there's no confidence, right? You can tell that there's no confidence in the person, because our bodies are holding the toxins. We are, when people do their their people die, and they do some folks they do the autopsy, and they say that the amount of heavy metals in the body is just like ridiculous. So if you're not going out, that's why you got to go out there and walk and run and get that cleansing to your body. Add that spicy, then you want to add 20-30 years in, so you can function better. You know, I definitely retired from the construction industry. I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, dude, I mean, I want to live another 50 years. I cannot be climbing steps and bending and doing all these, because every job that I got until today is I'm the guy that always do I'm always doing this, always moving around, always helping folks, always, doing the things. That's why through all my life living in the U.S., I never had a problem finding a job, because when people see me work, they say, man, this dude can. Well, that's why I decided to start my own business, because I was spending more time doing and helping other people to make money besides my own. I said, look, if I can, work and, harder on myself, then I'm going to make more money. So this 50 years of age allowed me to do a completely, like, I mean, it's just like, I've been go back to my bucket list items, and there's some of the things that I wanted to say, dude, it's like, man, let's do. I'm going to add more spice in my life. I need to get this stuff done. I need to get this shit done. It's like, I need to get that spicy in my life. I gotta get me in a position that it's just, that's it. My sense of urgency. Like I was walking around the neighborhood, right? And you can see this, you can see who's actually like working out or walking with intent. This couple, right? The guy was with his flip-flops, looks like he just got up and just go, and you can, the posture is so, I mean, you can tell that individuals are a lot of billions of people are already defeated. We just like, they're just living a life of, the way they walk, the way they, the way they talk, the way they present themselves, they don't shave anymore, the age. I used to do a work for a elderly couple a long time ago, and say, yeah, my son is going to, and I talked about this, a few times, and then, oh yeah, my son is, well, he's about your age. But when the guy walked into the house, I was like, the guy looked like he was like 80. I was like, you 40, you look like you. I mean, I didn't say that. I said, dude, you look like you. All the beer and all. I mean, it was just like rugged. But in, you can tell the guy was in a bad shape. Obviously, you can tell that he reek of the nicotine. That's why the nicotine, I left that stuff like 35 years ago, because I knew the poisons of all that crap, right? And just the, you know, that age you pretty much. People who smoke, you can tell that. I mean, it's just that I can tell something. I walked and do my runs at pretty much at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just go run. You can, and I sometimes I get that, you know, that little air of that someone actually smoking, like in the morning. That first thing they do is, that was my father until he quit about 10 years ago, and unfortunately he passed away. But that was the first thing they did. As soon as they have the cigarettes, right? What most people have their phone, like, you know, what they, you stretch your hand. Most people have their phone about 60 inches or 1 or 2 feet from, they stretch their arm, they grab the phone. Most people who have cell phone, they can reach it in about a fraction of a second. The same thing with smokers. They have the pack of cigarettes right there, and the first thing they do is just like light a cigarette. Oh, thank God I'm not doing it anymore. Sobriety, nicotine free, that's the spice. You want to look better, because that is going to help you a lot. It's going to help us along. It's going to help us along the way. You got to do it for yourself, you know? And sometimes I get, oh, you know, I get all, you know, when I, you know, me and my daughters, oh, so I, you know, it's not I'm making fun of folks. I was the big example. So when you're deciding to put that spice in your life to make your life better, then not only you can actually help more people, you actually can do better. You can make more money, right? You can make more money, you move faster, and you are, and that sense of happiness, that sense of, you know, accomplishments, a sense of, man, I can do a lot of things, man. You know, there's, you know, quote in the Bible is one of my favorites, you know, the Philippians, you know, I can do all things to Christ which strengthens me, right? So you can do all the things you want to do, but you got to take care of yourself, right? And I remember when my father, you know, rest in peace, he was afraid if he was quitting smoking, he was, you know, gaining weight until finally, you know, after the pandemic, he obviously, he had all these, you know, problems because, and he was getting, people who smoke and you tell them to quit smoke, oh, they get real pissy and say, hey, you know what? I never been in a respirator, but you know what? I've been in the hospital, and there's probably the worst thing that an individual can be under a respirator, and is like, I don't wish that to my worst enemy. Imagine I would be like, oh, some stuff in your throat, you can only even breathe. Oh, but you know, people don't think, we don't think until it happened to us, like, oh, I was in the hospital. Oh my God, it was so annoying, you know. And there you are. I mean, until actually that, you know, I have, you know, a couple of family members that they passed away right after the pandemic. All smokers, they were fast. The people, I mean, of course, there was a lot of things in between, you know, but the people who actually died after the pandemic, these guys, they had the worst health. My father was one of them. My aunt was one of them as well, you know, because there's obviously more cases, you know, differently, but the majority was either they're old and they were just, you know, there's just nothing they could have done for them. But the most important thing, add that spice in your life. Let's just like, man, it's so good to just prepare. And there it is, this book that I like. It is right here, and it is the Idiot's Guide, As Easy As It Gets, Ayurveda. Sahara Rose Kitavi with foreword by Deepak Chopra. So it's called Ayurveda by Sahara Rose Kitavi, Ketabi. All the fruits, all the veggies, you know, toxicity, oh, it's just so good. It's just a great book. Let's be spicy this weekend, man. Like, you know, go get new clothes. You know, go. I always tell my team, you gotta celebrate victories, small victories. This is my second week in a row that is I'm remote, but it is my first week actually tracking my progress on exercise, not food intake, but exercise things that I'm doing for the business, like tracking. Like on paper, I'm not talking even the app, because if you don't write things down, people, I'm going to put it in the app, I'm going to take a picture, I'm going to save a little post-it on my phone. Things that you don't write on paper, you'll never get it done. What doesn't get tracked doesn't get done. What doesn't get tracked doesn't get done, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality. Go get new clothes, go visit a church that you haven't been, make a new connection. That you got to change. People talked about, the habits they do. You know, we are in the position on greatness. And the only position that you are in, it's just like switching, man, change it. We move to another state. And we've been in North Carolina for almost 8 months. The best decision. Only took 30 years. I wish I would have moved here like 20 years ago. Right? But that's okay. We got to go through those processes. We got to go through those endurance. Endurance athlete. You want to be like an endurance athlete. If you're gonna be a sprinter, well, your only competition is gonna be sprinters. The ultra marathoners, these guys are distance. They're more endurance. How long can they go? For years to decades, for years. I'm training for my 100 miler. I'm tracking my miles a day, how many miles I walk, how many miles I run, how many my social media posts, and I gotta track everything. And I'm tracking it in a spreadsheet as well, and I'm tracking on paper. If I lose the data on the spreadsheet, which it happened to me and a few years ago when Under Armour was having that app and the app got hacked, I lost all my data. And that was 5-6 years ago. And since then, I haven't tracked like anything. A little bit things here and there, but now actually I'm tracking. I'm tracking like every day, every single day. And I'm doing that like in a live mode. As soon as I finish, let's see, I did about 100 push-ups. I did 100 push-ups. So I do a live, like when you do live feeds, everything is updated at the time. At the time you're done, you have the notepad within you, and boom, writing things down. You guys gotta have journals. Have a stinking journal that is next to your bed, and because the Jim Rohn used to say, if any ideas that you're gonna pop in, then you write it down. One in your car, the same thing. Because if you're on a sales business, and if you have something to write on right away, maybe your phone died, and you have a something, you always have. We are so used to the stinking technology that we are loose. That's why we're not people that are not spicy anymore. We're just like so technology, but so lazy at the same time. It happened to me. Don't get me wrong. I was like, no, I'm going to go back to the basics. 100,000%. Go back to the basics. Anyway, you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. It's almost Friday, right? So hopefully you had a good week. Keep pushing forward. Please take care of yourself. Sleep at the right times. Have a consistency. I always talk about consistency. And I'm like, I'm getting better in consistency and discipline and tracking. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram and @UnbreakableRogue. The YouTube channel @UnbreakableRogue. Share the post and let's get going. Remember, turmeric, cayenne pepper, infused water, a little bit of ice, a little bit of orange juice. Boom. And I've got a little spoon on bee pollen. After you drink, a little bee pollen is good. You have to do it with an empty stomach. Boom. You feel so good. Make sure fast. And learn about fasting. I recommend go do a lot of research and talk to a health. I'm not a health doctor. Just go do your research. But everybody is different. So have a good afternoon. Have a good Thursday. See you at the top, baby. Bye-bye. Boom.